the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, I am your host. I am here. You are listening to Waking Up in America. Yes, it is Wednesday afternoon, 12 o'clock noon, here in beautiful, sunny California. And it's March 18th, 2009, and moving along into a very interesting times that we're working with right now. You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're dynamic radio dialogues on issues that matter, and we have Gail Ellen with us here today, and also Master June Ree, and we'll be enjoying this conversation in a little bit. In our 22nd year of radio, we are actually inviting angels and sponsors to bring us into your neighborhoods. So you can do that. Contributions are a great thing. Contacts are a great thing. Any ideas that you have that you'd like to get our radio show into your neighborhood, actually, it's pretty easy. If you go to your computer, you can simply go to wakinguponamerica.com and click on the listen here, and by gosh, you're there, and then you can also hook into the library for old shows. So call us at 310-455-8623. That's 310-455-8623 if you think there's just a guest we must have or a contribution, a check you want to write. I'll be happy to show you how that works. We're funded by the Golden Hearts Foundation here and delighted to be on the radio with you now. If you have any questions you want to ask while we're on the air, send it to me, an email at val@wakinguponamerica.com. Once again, that's val@wakinguponamerica.com. And to get things started off, let's remember what our forefathers offered us. They offered us a republic, and they offered us a pledge. So if you put your right hand over your heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that means all. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and in 1984 I carried the Olympic torch. And if you've ever had a torch of any sort in your hand, you know that once that torch is lit, it becomes permanently yours. And I invite you today to light your torch if you haven't already, and to join the standards held forth by all bearers of this 2,000-year-old flame. Citius altius fortius, swifter, higher, stronger, could almost be the pledge of the United States, couldn't it? Our guests come from all areas. They're just amazing people with values from, I think they're good values. That's why I invite them to be on. Internationally known to nutritionist J.J. Virgin, taekwondo champion Mary Louise Zeller, Mr. Larry Hagman, and all the work he's done with solar. God bless him. And I think he's even got windmills going on up there in Ohio at this point. Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio, which will change the world. I just got a picture of Ed Begley standing next to a water purifier with his wife. I saw that in a magazine. The conversations that will change the world are already out there in the world, and we are reinforcing those for you. So help us make this true by letting your friends and neighbors know about us. Visit our site and sign up for our newsletter, which gives you information on our sponsors and lets you know the up-and-coming events. And if you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, know that we call in from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program, and with a little luck, we'll be getting foreign calls soon. We're on the air with, gosh, Master June Ree, God bless you. This is about your fourth or fifth time here on Waking Up in America. We just can't get enough of you. Gail Ellen, bless your heart, Olympic organizer and just editor extraordinaire. A very good day to you. And you're going to like this, guys, because Master June Ree has written a book called Trutopia, The Art of Happy Living. And June,
yes.
Why don't you tell people what you think happiness is about, what makes people happy?
Well, happiness is what everybody experiences when you love, when you share your love with your loved ones, particularly your wife, your spouse, your children, your parents, your friends, and your and everybody else, I guess. We are supposed to be loving everybody else all 6 billion people should be loving one another.
Mm-hmm. And you actually have a plan for doing that. And Gail, when we were on the air with Master Rhee about a month ago before you went to Korea.
Yes.
What do you remember from that show that touched you, Gail, the most?
Well,
I know you were very moved.
I certainly was, and my great respect and honor to Grandmaster Jun Rhee. And the thing that touched me was his universal expansion of happiness. And he said, when I am truthful, my heart becomes beautiful. And when my heart becomes beautiful, people love me. And when people love me, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And therefore, when one is truthful, being beautiful and being loved is automatic. I remember him saying that, therefore, the universal human values are truth, beauty, and love.
Do you think we got it encapsulized here, June?
Yes.
In a brief word. You came to this country, was it 62 or 64?
1956,
oh, 56.
The Korean Army officer.
God.
Officer's training program, and a year later, I came back 57 as a freshman in San Marcos, Texas, in college.
So when you went to Washington, D.C., was that 62?
1962, yes.
Yeah, and in Washington, D.C., when did you decide to start working with the Houses of Congress?
Well, I wanted to really work with the Congress as soon as possible, but it was in 1965. June 1st we started. May 6th we started. James Cleveland, a congressman from New Hampshire, he's passed away. He was mugged, and the big front page story that James Cleveland's mugged. And I called his office. Now we have a Taekwondo studio in Washington. If you come and take a few lessons, you will never be mugged again. And he said, well, why don't you come to Congress and we can teach us? This is how all began.
That's an amazing story, isn't it?
Well, you know, I didn't wait until, you know, the apple fall into my mouth. I just hustled to get
well, you know,
that program.
Just for a moment here, because part of what I wanted to demonstrate this program is that opportunities keep coming up and people get to choose them or not choose them.
Mm-hmm.
You chose to step in, and that's part of your happiness. Gail, I know that one of the things you're most fond of was being able to be of assistance during the 84 Olympics.
Yeah.
How did you step into that? How did that show up?
You know, it's funny. There was an opportunity that revealed itself, and I had to act quickly. So I took action, and sure enough, I mean, I think that's how things happen in life.
It totally is.
There, and you take action.
And that's part of what I've tried to demonstrate here. I had been on the radio for many years, and then the particular radio station that I was working with in Phoenix, I didn't like a bunch of stuff they were doing. So I just hopped off the radio for a while, and I switched over to, you know, doing cable vision and stuff like that. And then I was talking to a rather well-known musician one day, and I said, you know, Jennifer, I would give my eye teeth to be back on the radio again. And the telephone rang like about an hour later, and this voice says, hi, we're calling you from Tempe, Arizona, and we'd like to have you be on the radio again, and you'll need to pay some production costs. First thing in my mouth was, I can't believe that I can't afford this, right? I can't do this. And then I thought, here you have just prayed to God. You have said you had given your eye teeth. This does not sound like eye teeth to me. Just say yes and let the universe go to work. So that's pretty much what the three of us have done, and that's part of what we wanted to demonstrate for you today, is that sometimes when you're given a really good invitation, if you say yes, some very amazing things happened.
Well, you know, Val, I think timing is very often very, very important in life. And I know that that's one of Jun Rhee's primary thing, timing.
Well, you know, I was looking at your website because it's flashing, Gail, right now. It's posture. It's flexibility. It's timing. It's quickness. These are actually being reflected on the website right now. If you go to June, JHOONRHE.
Seven qualities of a champion.
Yeah, power.
How we can start from the, you know, Taekwondo, the corresponding human champion qualities are just identical.
Yeah, and totally.
Businessman's, you know, quality champion.
Now, what year did you actually write Trutopia?
Trutopia, I've been really talking for many years, but we just wrote, but then there are some contradiction with the established structure of human society, and I didn't want to make enemy before I really put my foot into the door, so I'm rewriting it, get rid of all the conflicts until people really understood what I'm saying.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I looked at ordering it,
mm-hmm.
June Reed, the Trutopia was only available on your website to people that were instructors.
And so, yeah, we are not really selling it now.
I think you should be putting it in people's hands somewhere or another.
No, I'm we are re-editing and almost ready to reprint again.
So, Gail, do you have any ideas about how we could get this word out? Because this is a very nice word.
Well,
we
waited for 6,000 years of recorded history.
Okay.
Another year, it doesn't make that much difference.
No, but I want to hear what Gail has.
Well, I think the rewriting of the book is profoundly important.
No, not rewriting. Just taking out some of them.
Yeah, of course. It's profoundly important, and it'll... When it's available, people will respond.
So
I hope so, because it's a really simple truth that
they have to get it.
Elementary school students can understand.
June, if you gave this book to every one of your Taekwondo students,
mm-hmm.
and you see Taekwondo as a family,
yes,
how many people are in your Taekwondo family?
Well, they say estimated about 50 million around the world.
50 million around the world.
Yeah, 190 countries. And almost everybody knows my name. And so once it's really properly marketed, I think it can be saturated pretty quickly. And, you know, the philosophy that could be understood only by college, you know, students or a college graduate, you're not going to change the world. The philosophy that could be understood by elementary school students.
This will be understood, what's in here. This is a very understandable, very simple book.
That's right.
Truth, beauty, and love. You know, once you get that and you start operating out of that, and the part I like, and, you know, Gail, I don't know if it struck you or not, but the part I like was the part about never making a wrong decision intentionally.
Right. That's my definition of a human perfection.
So most people don't have that perfection. Most people, Gail, what is your concept of perfection? Or did you have a different one from what he had before you thought about it?
Well, I don't think I disagree. I think it's more just making the best choice in the moment. What does Master June Reed say about that?
Well, in this particular context, what he's saying is that you choose what is right. You knowingly make the right choice. Before I read your book, June, and maybe even a few years before that, my idea of perfection was that you sharpened something until it was sharp like a point and made it perfect, that there was no blemish on it. And your concept of perfection gives us a lot more leeway to make a mistake and correct ourselves.
Yes. So you see, through education, you eliminate all the mistakes that you make by accident.
Exactly.
But, you know, in the main, you know, social problems caused by the people making mistakes knowingly. No, they know it's wrong, but they still do for selfish benefit.
You know, I'm thinking of one of the things that made me laugh the most in the book was when you went to Russia and got them doing the American ballet.
Yeah.
Would you?
American National Anthem.
Right. Well, I was going to let you tell them what you got them to do.
Yeah, this was the first time, you know, when I was invited by the Soviet Union. We took five students. We are performing American National Anthem Martial Ballet. And my thought is, as you know, singer, honor our country by singing. We martial artists will honor our country with our martial ballet. That was the concept. So we choreographed American National Anthem, God Bless America, Korean National Anthem. And right before we went to Soviet, we choreographed the Soviet National Anthem. And I called it Gorbachev. The name of the Marshall Ballet was Gorbachev. And,
that's wonderful.
Our National Anthem was first time I know that it was, played in Soviet land in 1989, December 18, in Moscow Hotel.
So I proposed, June, and
yes,
to Gail, too, that if you had told people in the 1980s that Russians would be singing God Bless America, that would have been said to be impossible.
Of course not.
That would have been impossible.
That's right.
And it isn't. And if you know anything about Jonathan Granoff, who's been on the program a few times, he works for the Global Security Institute, and Gorbachev is actually one of the key speakers with that organization. And I've had the privilege of meeting him a couple of times. So it was a very wise choice, I think, you made in calling it Gorbachev.
Yes, because he is really... I said in 1989, four greatest men of our time was Ronald Reagan and Martin Luther King and Gorbachev and Margaret Thatcher. That was almost about 20 years ago now. I'm talking about
right. Now you
so
also.
I really honored Gorbachev. I really respect him. I should have said earlier that I really he's one of the most respected men in my heart, those who are still alive.
It's true. We were having a little conversation before the show, and one of the things that you said was that people might not know who this person was, but that we wanted to mention him.
Oh,
it's not about being a hero,
yes,
that everybody knows his name.
Cleon Skousen, he was police chief of Salt Lake City, and later he became FBI agent, and he conducted constitutional studies. And I took one seminar from him, and I really opened my eyes, about American founding fathers, human values that they honored to really fight for freedom.
Right, and I think what's important here is that you may not know the name, and there's a lot of heroes, and we're asking all of the heroes to just keep doing what you're doing because America grows with you, and it's really important to have you at this time. Gail, I consider you a heroine of sorts, just so that you know that.
Thank you.
It's always been your stand for truth and beauty. Ever since I've known you, you've been a stand for that. And Master Yi, if you could actually see Gail in person, you've seen her picture on the website, no doubt. She really is about truth and beauty and understanding that that's the highest frequency. And I think that you were saying that if the whole world lived in truth and beauty,
that's right,
we wouldn't even need Taekwondo.
Instead of that's right. Not only that, as James Madison said, if all men were angels, no government would be necessary.
Oh.
So no soldiers, no police. No attorney, no accountant, no locksmith, no taekwondo. We have created a monstrous profession which really wastes so much energy and money and time. Instead of we really enjoy by performing art, creating things. And so, John Adams said, politics are divine science and sciences. I must study government affairs, the war, to give my children a right to study mathematics and philosophy, to give their children the liberty to study music, dancing, painting, not exactly verbatim in that thought. And so John Adams already predicted that someday this globe will be the globe of a performing arts so that everybody can enjoy.
I can hear you smiling, Gail.
Oh, I am, because these are the things when they took music, art, dancing, painting, when they took those out of our education system, it began to spiral downward. And those are the things that enhance the character, that enrich your life. Even the art of cooking
Right, parents.
That's right. I said in my book, even cooking and dressmaking and building house, they're all performing art.
And you know what? I like the idea that you like the idea of being sexually related to your wife, that you actually, you know, enjoy a physical relationship with her.
Oh.
I think that, well, a lot of people won't talk about that. They pretend that's missing.
In other words, you know, there are five senses.
You bet, Red Ryder.
And, you know, touch. Is the, you know, sex is the most the precious gift that God has given us. As after all, what could be more performing art and producing children?
Now, this is really good. I want the audience to know how old you are at this moment. Who just spoke those words? You're 70 what?
I'm 79.
79.
I'm 77 in American age, Korean age. I'm 79.
Okay, so a 77-year-old American, 79-year-old Korean just spoke those words, and then hop over to the website at wakingupinamerica.com and take a look at this 21-year-old body. This guy says he plans on living to be over 130, I believe.
136. Because I watched the 135-year-old lady drinking and dancing at her birthday.
Did you really?
I said, if
where was that?
35, I can do one more than her.
Where was that?
That was in Belize, Georgia.
And that's the Georgia and Russia, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I've heard about those little puppies.
Yeah.
Also, the Hunzas are supposed to be, or used to be good until we discovered them over in India. So, Gail, are you ready to be dancing and having fun at 77?
Amazing. You know, Master Junri, 100 years of wisdom in the body of 21 years young.
Right. And then another 21 club that I started in Korea in 2002. Another deeper meaning for 21 club is 21st century, 100 years of 21st century. Within the 100 years of 21st century, Trutopia will be realized.
Mm. Okay.
I think all the goodies that we have, you know, internet, you know, cell phone, and all these goodies are signs of the Trutopia is coming.
Do you really? That's interesting. You know,
yes,
in California.
Last 100 years ago, you know, when Korean, ambassador went to United States to get some message, it took 9 months. Today,
well,
1 second, you can do it.
It's true, and I'm going to put you in, there's a town in California called Harmony. Okay, so that would be a good place. I think you should put a taekwondo studio in Harmony and run for mayor there, and then we can get, and then we can call it Harmony Trutopia.
Right.
So we need a place to have Trutopia start. Is it just in the mind or the heart, or is there actually a location at this point that somebody's saying, we'll turn it into Trutopia for you?
Well, Trutopia is going to be a reality for sure. That I know it's a really, very, very crazy idea for anybody today to really hear what I'm talking about. But it wasn't all this great visionary crazy with their times. And they're all, if I told you that I would send, if I told you 30 years ago I would send you my written message in 2 seconds, you would say, this guy is crazy.
Right.
But it's reality today.
Or that you'd be flying in the air to go from Washington, D.C. to such and such.
What's that?
Well, to be on an airplane, I mean, 100 years ago.
That's right.
Being on an airplane was a pretty flimsy thing.
No, 100 years ago, there was no really flight between Korea and... just started, you know, making airplane, very light, flimsy airplane, but it was way after that they were able to fly between this continent.
So, you know, we're going to keep doing this for about another 2 minutes, and then you know what we're going to do. We're just going to tease the heck out of the listeners. And Gail Ellen and Master Junri will be back after the break. We're going to take that break in about a minute. We'll be back after that break, and we're actually going to tell you what is Trutopia and what that's like. In the interim, Gail, you've been attached to some pretty astounding events in your life. If you were going to toss out a possible ingredient for Trutopia besides truth, beauty, and love, what would be something you would like to see there?
Well, I would I don't know. I think that that is pretty much the gamut.
Well, you know, I was thinking about just activity and vitality.
Right.
You know, truth, beauty, and love are there, but when I look at the website and I think about the, most of us don't think, we think of ourselves as aging and then we're stuck with that aging and that it goes a particular place and your hair turns gray and you get less flexible and you lose power and your muscles get flabby and all of that. And what we're saying is that's just depletion. Master Ri here is a perfect example of what that looks like. There's all kinds of ways that you can get help with that. You can get help with Monavi, which is the acai berry from the Amazon basin. And by gosh, that stuff has the servings of 12 fruits and vegetables by drinking 4 ounces of it a day. I've been on this stuff for 2 years, and you can't pry it out of my hands. I love it. It's made a huge difference for me. And I decided I didn't want to get older. I got myself a titanium hip, you know. Gail,
I happen to like that product also, by the way. It's become one of my major supplements. But here's the thing. You know, the body does age. There's no question about it. And you break down. Sometimes you're slower with things. I mean, we are aging. I am not a 19 or 20-year-old, body now. So
no.
There are some things where I slow down, et cetera. But the point is keeping it fine-tuned.
Absolutely.
To the very best of my ability.
You know, that's what I love about Mary Louise. I met you through Mary Louise Zeller, Master Ri.
Yes, she's incredible.
She's an inspiration to me, like, all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she turned me onto these Max GXL products. And I love these things. It actually speeds up the time that it takes for your food to turn into energy and the cellular transaction to happen, so that the body isn't aging so fast. The point is, Gail's right on it. I mean, personally, June?
Yes?
You even look better than Jack LaLanne.
Oh, yeah, Jack LaLanne. He and I testified at the Aging Committee, U.S. Congress, about 15 years ago.
Wow.
Well, he's a great man. I've watched him for years on television. I mean,
yeah,
the man's amazing.
Is he still very active?
He's still alive. I saw something on him recently where
he's 95. He's in like in his 90s.
Yeah, he's in his 90s. He's still moving around. He's still snappy. And I just say that, look, we're going to have the lives that we have, but what's the quality of life that we're going to have? And, you know, we can be 95 years old, or we can be my mom who was 87, and I had to watch her fall apart for 2 years. Or we can get some discipline into our lives, and we're actually going to take a break right now and have a conversation about diamond alignment. But after that, we're going to tell you some of the things that you can do to enhance the years that you have, whether you're 19 or whether you're 75, and we'll be back after the break.
We live in a world that is more alive with possibility than ever before in history. Yet it is easy to get lost in the confusion and chaos of such an accelerated world. How do we stay connected and aligned with the unlimited potential that lies within us and soar in these exciting yet challenging times? Diamond Alignment, a sacred technology for the 21st century, offers high-speed connection and alignment with this divine power within, both convenient and profound. The 6-minute multi-sensory diamond experience, delivered via the internet, clears your mind, relaxes your body, and creates inner peace, no matter what is going on around you. The Diamond Alignment Experience effortlessly keeps you charged with joy and equanimity and greater focus and clarity throughout your day. When you experience the expansive energy of Diamond Alignment, you activate the unlimited wealth and potential within you.
I have such a deep appreciation for Joy, you have no idea. Diamond Alignment is something that she's worked very hard on for a number of years, and it's divine transmissions. And divine transmissions mean you're in the right place at the right time, feeling the way you would like to be feeling. And Diamond Alignment was actually my sponsor when I went to Washington, D.C. to the inauguration. And I was astounded at the miraculousness of the journey that I was on, from getting best plane tickets to getting into sold-out balls to having a man, a very handsome man, who looked a lot like Larry Hagman, was getting into his car to go to one of the balls with his beautiful wife. And I asked him if he was going to the ball, and he told me to just hop a ride. And the whole trip was like that. I was in Diamond Alignment. And I was just curious, Gail or Master Reed, did you hear or feel anything when you were listening to that tone? Because it gets me every time.
Well, I'm very sensitive to vibration, no matter what it is in front of me. And when I listen to it, it certainly affects me. I am sensitive to vibration.
Yeah. So I play this on my computer. I actually have a subscription to it. Could you actually feel it, Master Reed?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you feel when you listen to it?
Well, I think it's very positive, and it's really thrilled. I think it really energized me to do a better job in creating Truthopia.
Absolutely, and if you go to our website, and thank you for that, I'm going to pass that along to Joy. If you go along to our website at wakingupinamerica.com, and you go down to the bottom of the page, you can actually click on the ad for Diamond Alignment, and you can play this tone or this transmission in the background while you're doing your work on the computer or whatever, and it just makes the whole day easier. Another thing I've been doing lately, and I think it was through a friend of yours, Gail, but I don't remember. I actually have a candle burning when I'm doing my work. There's something extremely peaceful about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just ways that you can take and change what it is that you're doing and put it more into spirit. Because what Master Reed is actually talking about here is spirit.
You know, I wanted to ask Master Reed regarding his work with the Aging Conference, because, you know, it seems that we have an epidemic of Alzheimer's now with people. And I wanted to know, Master Reed, if you could address that and speak about that.
Well, you know, the reason that we get aging quickly is because the social environment first, and so much stress in daily life. And when you are so stressed, that you get lazy and you don't exercise enough.
Yep. Well, one of the reasons for forgetting, June, is actually high cholesterol. Did you know that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We need to exercise daily. You know, in Korean terminology, you know, animal kingdom is called 동물. 동물 means moving thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when animals do not move, you get sick.
Right.
So what do you call a world that's squatting in front of a television set? What does the Korean have to say about that?
Yeah. Well, again, 동물 is animal. 동물계 means animal kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a living thing, not the tree, but a living thing, you know, animal kingdom must, you know, move constantly.
Well, Gail sent me to a movie called WALL-E. Do you remember the scene in WALL-E when the people are floating around on the beds? All being very fat. God, that was terrible. And that's what I was thinking of when you were talking, was a scene from WALL-E, that people had gotten so big they all weighed like 700 or 800 pounds, and we were all floating around on these couches with controls.
Yeah.
That's the future, unless people get into what you're talking about. Now,
right,
talk
now
to people about the Truthopia. What were you going to say, Gail?
I was going to ask Master Jun Ri regarding why people develop negative habits. And what's the reason that our children develop negative habits? Like
because
that?
The parents are not leading by example.
The parents aren't even there.
Teachers are not leading by example.
They're not there.
And so, still, they are, you know, a few minutes together when
okay,
they eat.
When I was a kid, my mom was around all day, and my father came home at 5 o'clock. Okay? The children that grew up in the latchkey period are the ones that are getting the billion-dollar bailouts from the U.S. government today.
You know,
these children have no parents. What?
I saw a very interesting thing on the Good Morning America, they were focusing on Finland and the success of parenting and habits of people in Finland.
Yes.
And the law, it's a law there. If you have children, the law is you stay home with those children for a certain amount of time.
Yes.
And the government pays you to stay home. Then, like, if the wife is a doctor, then she can go back to work for 3 months. Her husband gets paid to stay home with those
Perfect.
Children.
On with a finish, I'll tell you. Have you... I don't want to lose what we're saying here, but at the same time, I want to make sure that we promised our listeners we would let them know what Trutopia would look like if they were in it right now.
See, when we have Trutopia, you don't even have to work. So maximum you work by 2 hours, and you sleep 8 hours, then you have still 14 hours to do something. That's where you dance and sing and really, enjoy family life. And it is really very wild thought, but logically, nobody can argue me.
Right. Okay, so give us the logic of how people can work only 2 hours a week and be able to have all these things that you're talking about.
Because right now we today's the production capacity of the United States. It's 80 years ago, there were 30 million farmers producing food for 300 million population. Now, today, only 3 million produce food for 300 million population, which means one farmer produce food for 100 people. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
And so one dressmaker for 100 people. It's not much easier because we don't consume, dress like food.
Uh-huh.
And one the house builder for 100 people's dwelling. And so three labors will, produce the food, shelter, and clothing for 100 people. So we add one more labor for everything else other than food, shelter, and clothing. So we have a four. Four labors will produce for 100 people to have everything.
Huh.
Can you see that? Then when I calculated, 32 hours multiply four is 19... I mean, 8 plus 4, multiply 4 is 32 hours. Well, when you calculate into minutes, it's 1,920 minutes. You divide that. If 8 people work, you have 4 people work, you have to each will have to work 8 hours. But if all 100 people participate, each work only 19 minutes.
Hmm.
It's written in the Trutopia book. I want you to see that. And
I've got it right here. Do you remember what page it's on?
Huh?
I have Trutopia right here. Do you recall which page that's on?
I think it's two thirds of the back.
I know. I marked some of them, but I wasn't able to look.
And so that's my economic vision for 21st century. That's the title. And so nobody had, you see, when I went to Soviet Union, I wrote an article called, that time I didn't say Trutopia, happyism. Mm-hmm. Happyism is a combination of true democracy and true communism.
And kind of an extension of Lamp of the East, too, wouldn't you say?
That is the prediction by Rabindranath Tagore about the future of Korea will becoming the first lamp of the East, shine on the entire globe.
Mm.
What I was saying is that if everybody really become truth, beauty, and love entity, then we eliminate all the really unnecessary, military forces, police, and lawyer, attorney. I mean, accountant, taekwondo. Even religion is here because of bad people.
Okay, how do you insert Trutopia into what's going on in this country at this moment? Where do you start? We have the president, I believe, has started.
Well, it's very too big here, so I went to Korea. Korea was too big, so I selected one small island which has 500,000 population isolated. Now, they just announced that it's going to become the free zone, no visa required. Really? I am testing in that ground. And then just July 11, 2008, I gave a speech at the elementary school. And the teachers were all inspired. The principal stopped smoking, a 40-year habit.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for that conversation because the way you put that was very clear, and I think it would be really valuable if you explained to our listeners how you spoke to that teacher and how that teacher stopped smoking.
Yeah, I said, is drinking, smoking good for children? All the children said, no, sir. Then I said, does it mean is your mommy and daddy and teachers smoke and drink is good? They said, no, sir. That really got the message to all the adults and even children. And about 30 families stopped smoking and drinking because those children bugged their parents. Master Reed said, unless you drink, if you drink and smoke, and then I will smoke drink when I grow up. And so you must lead by example for us to become, what you expect from me.
Well, it's very interesting that you should mention this because I'm a retired marriage family child counselor. And one of the things that I've had to deal with people that were suicidal. And if they have children and they're suicidal, one of the things that you say to them, and this is true, by the way, is that children who've had parents that have committed suicide have a 50% greater chance of committing suicide than the rest of the culture.
The reason they suicide is because they do not really have the purpose. So anything is the purpose of life must be taught to children when they are young. And whenever there is no purpose, it's a trash. So purposeless human life is a trash, so they just throw their lives away.
I think that's what you were touching on too, Gail, earlier when you were talking about parents.
Exactly.
So parenting is a really important thing. In my day, I was actually one of the leaders in the feminist movement. And looking back on that, while I appreciate what we gained, I also know that the particular direction I went in actually caused my family a lot of pain because I was the person that took care of the home, and all of a sudden I was mad and I was out there picketing in the streets, and I'm very proud of some of the things that we accomplished, but it was at a personal cost to my family and children and to myself. And I'm looking for a way that we can do this with more enlightenment and less damage, and that's one of the reasons that I appreciate you, Gail, and also what you're up to, Master Reed. When you've taken a child, have you taken children from the ghettos and things like that and done work with them and had personality changes that you could share?
Oh, yes. I have done a lot of students, those who make D's and F's, and in 6 months they make straight A's. My program.
And what is it that you're teaching them in the program that takes them from failure to success in 6 months?
Motivate them in life. Give them what the purpose of life is. And then and how to really enjoy, developing, the entity of truth, beauty, and love. And instead of cheating and ugliness and hatred. So I define what's good and what's evil through this purpose of life. Is happiness, and then the values, the true human values are truth, beauty, and love as the good values, which we must take action with. And then what are the evil values? The opposite, the cheating, ugliness, and hatred. So when I cheat, my heart becomes ugly. When my heart becomes ugly, everybody hates me. When everybody hates me, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
And so these are the three universal evil values which we must understand but never take action.
Well,
human history began taking action, cheating, and ugliness, and hatred.
Well, we were actually, Gail and I were very lucky. We got to go to a play at the...
Geffen.
Thank you. A little blank there. At the Geffen on Monday evening, and I was reflecting on what you were speaking, Master Reed. It's called Beneath the Veil. Mary Apik was on the radio show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And this had to do with the different things that are going on beneath the veil in the Middle East and the suppression of women. And part of what truth, beauty, and love is all about, as far as I can see, is that when you see something that's off, you stand up for it, like Mary Apik did. And, Gail, I wondered if you wanted to comment, because that was quite a community of people that showed up there.
Well, it was, and I think that there was just a message for everyone and all cultures, really, through that. Just in terms of suppression.
Oh, totally. And the really interesting thing was is that there was a standing ovation at the end of it. It was very creatively presented. It had been done at the Kennedy Center before. So there are a lot of heroes and heroes working in the world, and it's time for you to join us. You may work in an office and stand up for something that you believe in an office, or bring in an idea, or create a radio show, or call up Master Rhee and tell him that you want to publish his book. I mean, there's any number of ways that you can participate, or that you want to be a proofreader, or whatever it is that you want to do. There are ways of bringing power into your life. And Master Rhee,
yes?
Outside of Taekwondo, mm-hmm. Suppose somebody doesn't want to do Taekwondo. I mean, I consider you one of the leading alive Americans.
Oh, period.
I mean, I know you're Korean, but you're a Korean American.
I am really very, very proud to be called by former Congressman Bob Livingston, who said in the congressional hearing, when he introduced me, he said, "Master Rhee is the greatest American I know." That's what he told all the panel members. Anyway, I appreciate your comment.
Well, I didn't have the full significance of it till I found out you were having the Russians sing "God Bless America." That totally sealed it for me.
Not sing, but they perform with the teaching song is easier. But when you try to teach it, a choreographed movement with a song is much more difficult.
Listen, I know you've climbed Mount Everest twice. I don't know what the Korean tall mountain is, but I'm totally impressed by your accomplishment.
Well, what is Gail's phone number? I want to call her later to talk to her a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll give it to you off
the air. I wanted to ask you one other thing, because you are the world-renowned 10th degree black belt known as the father of American Taekwondo. And I know that you were the martial arts instructor for Muhammad Ali.
Yes, about
and
the...
And you didn't you teach him the acupuncture?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
He knocked his German champion out in the defending title match in 1975 in the first round, within 30 seconds. And then the announcer asked, "What kind of punch was that?" That was Master Jun Lee's acupuncture. The whole world heard that.
That's pretty good. So maybe you teach so people can come to you to learn acupunch?
Yes.
Okay, so this is something that you could do if you're in. Now, do any of the studios teach acupunch?
No.
Just the Washington, D.C.
It says first you have to get an idea. Then you must practice. That idea must be registered not only in the brain of a head, but every cells of in your muscle brain.
Uh-huh.
Every brain of muscle cells.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you do automatically, every time you perform, it really works. Otherwise, if you don't practice, it doesn't
work. No, totally true. If we've been given many gifts, and if we don't, I can certainly say I haven't followed up on all of mine. We were talking before the show earlier, and I was asking you which Americans that you appreciated, and you had mentioned your friend, the FBI agent, Kausen, and you had also mentioned George H.W. Bush.
That's right.
And I thought you might like to share.
Yeah, I served under him as a commissioner and vocational education for 4 years. And during that time, we have known him when he was a congressman from 1966. For a long time, yes. We still communicate once in a while. And I was very saddened by watching that he was not able to walk properly at the inauguration of Obama, President
mm-hmm.
Obama's. And I just hope that he will recover from that.
Well, maybe it's time to drop him a line.
Yeah.
You certainly recovered. Would you tell our listeners what happened to you? And what happened, when you were having your surgery?
That's right. If people watch the junedi.com and click the Secretary UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's picture, then they will hear a 1 hour speech at the United Nations that I gave about Truthopia.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I've been so interested in the show that I've put off mentioning some of the people that make the show possible, and I want to say thank you to Stardoves, who does a mailing list to 100,000 people that want what you've got to mail. And I use it for any event that I'm publicizing, when I bring out a new product, when I want to remind people of products. Call Ra at 828-665-0411. That's 828-665-0411. And let them know that Waking Up in America sent us. So there you go. Now, also, we've got Roberto's Bungalows at 971-239-4120. That's 971-239-4120. What is Roberto's Bungalows? An incredible hideaway, just 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta in beautiful Mexico. Don't let this border stuff that's going on bother you. You fly right over it, and you get to the Mexican sunsets and the hospitable people. Roberto's Bungalows are charming and close to the beach, and you'll love the town. It's very special. 971-239-4120. Be sure and tell them that Val sent them, and guess what? They'll give you a special little bonus there. Diamond Alignment, we appreciate you. And we've got about 4 minutes left in the show. So, Gail, I thought you might have a hot one that you wanted to ask Master Reeve before we check out here.
Well, I just really wanted to acknowledge and respect him and just say he's my new idol. And I want to thank him for his ageless patriot because, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm now in the passage of what would be termed retirement. You know, I'm in that age group, and I just want to thank him for the possibility of Trutopia in my retirement. Imagine.
Oh, my God.
Well, in Trutopia, you never have to work, so you never have to retire.
Wow.
Now, that's even
and
more
that's my goal, to never retire, because that is exactly, you spoke it for me. That's my goal, never retire.
That's right. When you graduate from this planet, you retired.
Exactly.
So I'm going to read to you what's on the back of the book jacket, because I think it says it as well as what that can be said. For more than four decades, Grandmaster Jun Ri has traveled the world, reaching millions with the message of strong physical and mental discipline through the art of Taekwondo, as you've experienced today. His hundreds of schools have trained those from the highest realms of international leadership to the youngest students all over the planet. There's a dream and hope for you, I'll tell you. The accumulated wisdom he has gained through a lifetime of research and practice is contained in this small volume, Trutopia. It's one that we are going to get out into the market. Right now, only if you're a Taekwondo instructor can you get this book, which is, that's evil, by the way.
No, even Taekwondo instructors don't get it yet.
Okay, but it's evil to not have it available to the entire world, okay?
No, it's going to be within 3-4 months.
Okay, good. See, there we go. We have to get things like that out of them, and then they have to live up to them. Here he distills the central principles of living a totally happy life and expanding that to a world of complete joy for each and every person. This is not a dream, a utopia, but a solid and feasible way of life, which he calls Trutopia. And that's what we've been talking about today, and that's a new word in the language. About 8 or 9 years ago, 10 years ago, and then 20 originally, Dennis Weaver came up with a word called Economics. And people are learning that Economics means the bringing together of business and spirituality. Trutopia means that you can have a life with no retirement, with peace for everyone, and plenty to go around. And did I miss anything, Master Reeve?
Trutopia also means nobody owns any own property. It's a free common positionism.
In other words,
so plenty. You have your own house, but then you don't have to have your own car because every community, the cars are waiting in every 5 feet. And you just pick, you know, they just drive because everybody's humanly perfect. They will always consider for the next person to drive when they park.
Have you been to Amsterdam?
No.
Okay, they do that with bicycles in Amsterdam.
Oh, I see.
They actually.
I never knew that, but it's going to be done
part
by
of
car.
And now, mind you, since a lot of immigrants have been coming in, they're actually swiping bikes and stuff. But prior to that, you rode a bicycle, you took it to your destination, and then you left it for the next person. That was happening in Amsterdam. God bless you, Amsterdam.
Oh, my goodness, I never knew that.
You've been listening to Diamond Alignment. You've been listening to Master Jun Ri and that ever-popular Gail Ellen. We're here. This program has been brought to you by the Golden Heart Foundation in association with Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, KoneenCompany.com, MonaV, MaxGXL, Dr. James Murphy, In Memoriam, and thank you, team at Voice America and Michael today, and to Ben Migan for this music that's in the background. Next week, invite a friend to listen. And remember, Acidius, Altius, Fortius, Dr. Val signing off here, and I'm working to get somebody in on reverse mortgages next week. Let's see if I can pull that off. Thanks for listening.
We're almost ordinary people with extraordinary plans.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.